Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
Subress. The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
It is indeed. And you know my next guest, he's such an amazing artist. You know, over the last few years, he has been dropping some amazing songs. And he is such a versatile artist. He just absolutely just does it all. For Valentine's Day on the 14th of February, he dropped such a beautiful song, all right? Such a romantic song, absolutely perfect to mark the occasion. I want you to show some love for a man like Junaid Malik. Junaid, my man.
How are you, bro? You good?
All good, man. All good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. I was just waiting for this call.
So happy to have you up on the show again. You know, the last time you were here, last year when you were here in the studio with Amit Thunder, you know, last week, Teri bahut yaad aayi, because Amit was here in the studio last Saturday, and you know what, Teri bahut yaad aayi, man. You know, I remember when both of you came in, man. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was a good vibe, wasn't it? Yeah, man.
But you know what, Junaid, like I said, thank you so much for doing this, and you know, always a pleasure having you up on the show and to talk about your music and your journey. And you know, I've got to ask, you know, at this stage in your career, Junaid, man, you know, how has your journey been, man? You know, how are you feeling, man? How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite optimistic for what's coming up, you know. I've got a lot of music coming out, and I'm just really excited, man. It's a very exciting period of my career.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, we got so excited for the new track, bro. You know, Bemisal, you know, you couldn't have timed it better. You know, dropped on the 14th of February. You know, I'll be showcasing it up on my show. You know, people gave it so much love. Such a beautiful track. But before, you know, before we start talking about the track, man, you know, I've got to ask you, bro, man. You know, I personally think for, you know, for artists, for singers, I think romantic songs are really difficult to kind of to execute, man. How do you find, you know, doing these kind of ballady songs?
Yeah, okay, I'm Dilwale, you know, like, I got a big heart for a lot of love, you know, and yeah, it just comes out organically, man. It's just a natural thing that's embedded in me and in my culture, I guess.
Let's talk about this song, you know, because, you know, it's a really, 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 you know, dil chune wala song, right? And, you know, you can't just rock up into the studio, right? You know, after a night out with the lads, and you know, you've had a sizzler, and do you know what I mean? You know, you've been out till 3 a.m, and you know, you've done a bit of a party shardy, right? And you can't just rock up into the studio and go, "Yo, Mo, you know, drop the beat, yeah? You know, I'm ready to lay this down." You know, actor ki tarah, right? You know, you've got to get into that frame of mind. You've got to kind of get into that kind of romantic, kind of soppy mood, man. How do you put yourself into that zone, Junaid?
Yeah, I mean, this specific song is quite a spiritual experience for me. You know, I've been saying this quite a lot, but writing this song, I wasn't actually writing about a person. It was actually the relationship between any human and the creator. Yeah, I mean, that element is quite natural to me, I guess. You know, I like to pray, I like to put my hands up.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a blessing, man.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, let's jump into it, man. You know, where did this track come from? And, you know, how long have you been, you know, working on this? You know, where did it come from, man? Because I know you and Mo, you know, kind of, you know, you did the lyrics, and obviously, you know, Mo Khan did the beat and everything. You know, where, you know, just talk to me about how this track was born, man.
Yeah, so Mo sent me this instrumental to work on for a Bollywood playback singer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I started writing on it. I sent it back to him, and he was like, "Listen, we need to keep this. This isn't going anywhere."
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a big shock to my system as well, that someone like Mo had so much belief in it, you know. And, again, I mean, when we talk about the state of mind, literally, it took me 15 to 20 minutes to write the whole thing. So it was very natural. Like, it just came out of me, like, you know, just, yeah, I mean, what else can I say?
You know, bro, you know, I'm going to hand it to you because, you know, as I said, you know, I think doing these kind of more emotional songs, I think they're not only harder to sing, but, you know, even to write, you know, and especially, you know, if somebody asked me to, you know, to write, you know, a romantic song, you know, whether it was in Hindi or even if I had to write it in English, right, you know, because I think, do you know what it is, I'm so Bollywood influenced, right, you know I would end up writing something so massively cheesy, you know, like, you know, dil cheer ke dekhte rahi naam hoga, you know, whatever, you know, I'd write some cheesiness, but, you know, but you really just absolutely, bro, the lyrics are so on point, man, you know, and, you know, combined with the visuals, it just, man, you know, it just, it really kind of just, you know, it welds you up, man, it really builds the emotion.
Yeah, thank you, Akshay. I mean, it's, I would like to think it's not cheesy, but I have heard from a couple of people that they think it's a bit too much, but, like, the truth is, I'm in love with what I do, so, yeah. Like, anyone can have their opinion, but I mean, I could take your lyrics and turn that into a song as well, man. I wouldn't have an issue with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like, again, it's yeah, you know that when you said it's quite emotional, you know, like, yeah. So, knowing me being me, I am quite emotional, man. Yeah. I'm one who easily cries and easily lost, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it is what it is.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just the same as you, man. I'm like you, man, bro. I wear my heart on my sleeve, man. You know, maybe, but I dil wala hoon, and you know, I'm not ashamed to admit it. You know, I mean, like, you know, I'll be sometimes watching a movie, right? You know, and you know, and I find myself just like going, somebody pass me that tissue, man.
Let me ask you, what movie was that?
I tell you what, there's quite a few films, right, you know, but I can't think of something recent, you know. I know there has been, but I tell you, funny enough, there's two Amir Khan movies, right, that have always, there's certain scenes that always well me up. Three Idiots, there's certain scenes in Three Idiots, right, that always get me going, right, you know, and that is and that is a Mipe. There's certain scenes in that is, oh man, you know, oh man, and there's certain scenes in there that just really get me so emotional, but yeah, man, you know, but yeah, I mean, there, you know, I know there's been other stuff recently which I can't right now name, but those two, you know, always, you know, they always stick in my mind, but yeah, man, you know, hey listen, I'm not afraid to admit it, man, you know what, I yeah, man, there's nothing wrong with getting emotional.
No, 100%. I think it's part of being a human, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, I mean, man. We have feelings, man. You know, just because we're men, we have feelings too, man. And we're not afraid to cry. If I were to cry, I will cry. Me and Junaid will cry together. And we don't care who knows it.
Yeah. Crying together is better than crying alone, I promise you.
There we go. And you know what? Speaking of which, you know, talking of happy and sad, right? You know, I know you've been asked this question a lot, so you know, main aaj raat ko aapko poochta hoon. You know, how do you describe this song? Because some people have said it's a happy song, while others have said, "Nay, it's got, you know, it's got a tinge of sadness in it." You know, where you know, how would you describe it as a writer and a singer?
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of it, isn't it? I mean, it's a love song, so with love you get happiness and sadness. It's about the journey of love, isn't it?
Yeah.
So. Again, like, it's about life and the relationship between any human and the creator. So, you know how life is, man. You'll have your ups and downs. So, to get that all in one song is, yeah, I don't know how I did it, but, yeah, I got it done, man.
No, absolutely. And, you know, and music is such a powerful thing. And, you know, when you are going through, you know, a kind of emotional or rough time, you know, when things just maybe not going right, you know, in relationships, because hota, you know, you always have those ups and downs, and I think music is a beautiful thing, you know, like a track like this can sometimes really kind of put your mind into perspective. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like that, you know, it's 3 minutes of therapy, you know, and it, you know, if you are confused sometimes, you know, you listen to a song like Bemisal and, you know, it kind of helps you. And, you know, and I know that, you know, you have been kind of getting feedback like that. And the feedback has been, you know, has been so amazingly positive for this song.
Yeah, I mean, again, like talking about this song, if you take a step back from life, I guess every life can say that their life is beautiful to some extent. And, you know, that's what Bemisal is about, man. I mean, it's just about admiring the beauty of life and what has been made for us and what hasn't been made for us. So, yeah, man.
And you see that in the video, and the video, you know, I urge everybody to go check out the video for Bemisal. You know, not, because Junaid's acting is just on point. You know, he is just made for Bollywood, man. the video is brilliant. But I loved, bro. I love the concept. I love the storyline in the video. Who came up with that?
Yeah, I mean, it was self-directed. I mean, I had a lot of help from Murshid, the guy who from the DOP. But yeah, I mean, the script was written by myself and by my manager. And yeah, on the day, a lot of things went wrong, so we had to improvise. And yeah, that was the end product, man.
I love it. I love it. People, you know, when you watch the video, you know, it's such a cliffhanger at the end, you know. You'll know what I'm talking about, man. You know, it is just the video will really kind of like have you on the edge of your seat. All I'm going to say is, does he get on the train or does he not get on the train? That's all I'm going to say. Go check out the video for yourself for this beautiful song and the track called Bemisal by my brother Junaid Malik, who we're speaking to right about now. Bro, I mean, this track is out, and you know, as I said, it's been getting so much love. You know, you and Mo have absolutely, you know, smashed it with this. Are you already thinking about the next one? You know, what can we expect from you, bro, for the rest of 2022?
Yeah, so I mean, 2 days after we released Bemisal, I actually shot the next music video, so we're just finishing that up. And yeah, I'm just waiting for Ramadan to come and go, and then hopefully we'll be back releasing more music.
There we go. And Junaid will be back up on this show as well. All right, as I said, you know, he's not just an amazing artist, he's a great friend as well. Got nothing but love and support for this brother. Bro, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me this evening. You know, Bemisal is firmly on our playlist. Like I said, man, it's getting a lot of love from the fans and, you know, and from my listeners. We can't wait to see what you got coming up next. Bro, and listen, any final words before we sign out?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, just a big shout out to Akshay for what he does. I mean, bro, you're amazing at what you do, and I hope next time I can actually be standing right next to you and, you know, making this happen. But yeah, I mean, please, guys, go follow me on Instagram, check out the music video. My Instagram's at the Junaid Malik, and yeah. Hopefully, we'll have more music out soon.
Absolutely. Junaid, thank you so much once again. And it's only right before you go, you introduce the new one.
So, my name is Junaid Malik, and you're listening to Sabras Radio. This is my song, Bemisal.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.